Hello.
Hi, my name is Aaron Cullen from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I speak with Gerardo?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Gerardo. Are you still in the Phoenix area?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't really have a strong opinion on either or, if I'm being completely honest and transparent.
So you say you don't know?
I don't know. Yes, that would be the right answer.
Okay. And now I'd like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear? Do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
No, it's clear.
Thank you. Okay. And where were you born?
Just a year.
2002?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent? Obviously you, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. More affordable housing options to rent or buy, 1 to 5.
4.
Thank you. Better public transportation options, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses, 1 to 5.
4.
Thank you. Better streets and road maintenance, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options, 1 to 5.
3.
Thank you. More park and recreational opportunities, 1 to 5.
4.
Thank you. More good paying jobs, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I am a student.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. Dollar stores and discount chains, yes or no?
Wait, can you say that first part again?
Dollar stores and discount chains, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Doctor offices and hospitals, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. I know there's like a few new hospitals or clinics that they built, but not like any big hospitals or.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Lavin? You know, something that you don't see too much of it, or it's not there at all, what, that you would like to see in Lavin? What will it be?
Can you know? I currently can't think of any as of right now.
No, nothing comes to mind? How about like movies or bowling alleys, anything like that?
Not really, no. I'm a college student, so like, I'm based in Tempe most of the time.
Okay. But nothing comes to mind, right?
Yeah, nothing comes to mind.
College student. I'm not really worried about that right now because you're starting.
I just gotta write this down. Yeah, I've just been busy studying. Maybe if I was in high school, I would have had different answers.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Lavin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all in Lavin?
I'd say it's a moderate problem.
Thank you. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Lavin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I'd say a slight problem.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of housing for yes or no, if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Lavin. Townhouses or attached homes, yes or no?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, townhouses or attached homes, yes or no? Would you like to see more of that in Lavin? Lavin?
Yes, sure, yeah.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Housing options for seniors, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Single family detached homes, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums, yes or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix? All your life?
My whole life, so 21 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your own home, rent home? Do you rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm living with family.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lavin. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you favor that or do you oppose that?
I'll favor it. Yeah, favor.
Only favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you favor that or do you oppose that?
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you favor that or do you oppose that?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you favor that or do you oppose that?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you favor that or do you oppose that?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow the mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you favor that or do you oppose that? Hello? Almost at the end. I'm right at the end, but I had to try calling him back once, and I don't know how to do this. How do I do that? Yeah, but without losing the... Oh, I see. I got it. Yeah, I know. I guess I want to lose that, but it don't matter because I have to go back to it anyway. I just...
What you mean?